Every year at Youth Sunday, we have the pleasure of hearing from a couple of seniors who are really involved in the ministry. Today, we've got Matt Shute and Sarah Thompson. So first, I'm going to invite Matt Shute, who is a senior in high school at Darien High.
I guess I'm just going to give a bit of my testimony and just talk to you about my faith. I think ever since I was a kid, I've been coming to this church. So, you know, my parents were always bringing me, and even when I didn't always want to go. And, you know, and so that was kind of initially my faith for the first few years. Just, you know, coming to church and going to Sunday school, you know, drawing pictures or whatever. And up to that point, my life was fairly easy, I'd say. And then in fourth grade, it started getting harder because a lot of my friends sort of turned on me, and it was a hard year. And that year also, though, I first accepted Christ in my life. That came when I was reading a devotional with my parents one night, and it just said, you know, like that we should, you know, accept Christ into our hearts as our Lord and Savior, and I just really took that message to heart and did it right there. So I continued to trust in God, and in fifth grade I got new friends who I still have to this day. So obviously he was with me there. In sixth grade, it wasn't really a huge eventful year. I didn't grow a whole lot in my faith because, you know, it was a good year. So I guess God gave that to me too. That was a fun year. But after that, when I entered seventh grade, it was probably one of my harder years. Not only did I was, you know, we have like teams at middle school, so I was on a team with none of my friends. They weren't in any of my classes. And not only that, but in December, my grandfather, who lived with us, passed away. At that point, I began to become a little bit afraid of death, I guess. And so in that time, I just decided to turn to God and, you know, really give that fear to him. And just to know that, you know, he's with me no matter what. And I really think that helped. And I grew in faith through that as well. Looking back on that, there's a verse I found last summer, actually, that I think fits with that situation. It's Romans 8:28. For I know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And I just thought that really fit with that situation. The next year, in eighth grade, I had been feeling better. It was a much better year than seventh grade. I still had the problem of homesickness. Like, I would still have trouble going away sometimes without my parents. So, in March, there was an opportunity with the confirmation class to go on a weekend retreat to Lake Champion in the Catskills, which is it's a young life camp. So we went there. I went with Mark Orr and Frank Santabria, actually. And that weekend, I had a great time, and I was able to actually get over my homesickness and was able to start, you know, actually going away on these kinds of trips. So after eighth grade, I entered high school and into the old school, which was falling apart and everything. But it was fun. And at that point, I started doing Young Life, and that was actually right when Mike started Engage that year. And so I got involved in that, and I just started to get to know all the guys in high school. And so I was just having a great time that year. And that summer, I went away on a Young Life camp trip for a week out to Colorado at a Frontier Ranch. And that was probably one of the greatest experiences in faith up to that point in my life. I mean, it was absolutely beautiful setting. We were 8,000 feet up in the mountains, something like that. And it was just great. And we had a really great speaker. And I just, you know, just had a really great experience, got to know God a lot more through that and just through talking with the other kids. We'd have like cabin times, which is we'd get together with our group and like have a small discussion about what the speaker had talked about. And so that was great. That summer I also went away to VWAP for the first time to do a mission trip down to West Virginia for a week, which was definitely, I think, a good experience as well. My faith continued to grow throughout the coming years. In 10th grade, you know, it was just continuing to grow. That summer, I went away again to VWAP and actually up to Saranac in the Adirondacks. And so that was just, I really, you know, was having a great time. And then that year I also started giving back. I started helping out with Shack and doing you know, just getting more involved in all the church programs and that kind of stuff. And in my junior year, I decided that I wanted to do a work crew at a Young Life camp, which is where you go away for a month without pay and just serve at one of these camps. And of course, this was a big step for me because a couple years ago, I can remember saying that I would have never wanted to do that. And it went from a weekend of going away to a month. So it was a really big change. So that's this past summer in August, I went away for a month to up to Saranac, actually. And I was in the pits, which is where we wash dishes. So I was doing that for every day, pretty much all day. And it was hot, and yeah, I got burned a couple times. But it was rewarding, and you know, I really got to give back, and really felt like I was a part of something, helping these kids, some of whom who had never heard, you know, the message of God, you know, just get to experience like this great week in their lives. And you know, I think that month I learned to work, you know, for God without complaining. And I think a verse that summed it up was, this is like the work crew verse that was posted in our kitchen, which is Philippians 2 verses 14 through 15. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God, without fault, in a crooked and depraved generation in which you shine like stars in the universe. And that really touched me. And I just, that month, I really grew in faith. We'd have devotions every morning, even though we'd only had like 5 hours of sleep. And it was just great. And I really was forced to rely on God because it was so hard. I mean, I was tired after the second day. So, you know, it just really brought my faith into focus and made it even stronger. And I definitely needed that, because then I started this college process. And started looking at schools. I went down to, you know, Virginia, and I went to University of Delaware and places like that. And then in October, I went to Gordon College. And we had known about Gordon for a while, because since, like, I was in eighth grade, I think. And I you know, I was kind of thinking, you know, I don't know if I'd get in here because it has higher academic standards and I'm not always the best student. And but I really felt like when I went there that it was a good fit and that I really wanted to go there. So I tried as hard as I could. I applied. They suggested applying early. And I just, you know, I prayed about it, wrote my essays and everything, and got my application in December 1st. Well, on Christmas Eve, I got my acceptance letter. And so then all that was left was to audition. And I did that on February 16th. And that was probably, that really solidified that I knew that was where I needed to go. Because, I mean, honestly, like, I've never really played that well before. It was great. And so I really think that was God working through me and just telling me that I needed to go there. And so, you know, I got accepted there, you know, in the music program as well. And so I know that that's, you know, where I'm going to go. And I'm, you know, by trusting in God, he's, you know, I've gotten my future in a sense. And I know that God's going to be with me throughout this, you know, change and transition into college. And I know that I'm going to rely on him to do that. And that, you know, as long as I do that, the rest of my life is going to be a great time. So thank you.
And our next speaker is Sarah Thompson. She's a senior at New Canaan High School. And she's singing in the band, too.
Hi, I'm Sarah Thompson, and as Mike said, I'm a senior at New Canaan High School, but don't tell them that I'm here. I've grown up for my entire life at MPC, and I can't imagine the person that I would be without it. MPC has been a major part of my life at every age, and I've been in too many MPC programs to even mention all of them. But what I found is important is not what I've done at the church and what events I've participated in, but what impact the church has had on my life. So I'm going to share a few experiences I've had. I remember this fall, Stuart asked me and two other girls in the youth group to design t-shirts for us. We found some cool graphics and a lot of pretty fonts, but when we got down to figuring out what to write on the shirts and even what Bible verse to use, we were stuck. We threw out a few corny bumper sticker phrases about God, and none of them really seemed to work. So we flipped through our Bibles, and when one of us read out a verse, and it was John 10:10b, and this was the verse we ended up using on the shirt. It says, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Now, this is one of the verses that I've learned time and time again in Sunday school, and my mom even says it to me and my siblings countless times. But when we read the verse out loud and thought of it in context with youth ministry, it seemed to fit perfectly. For a youth group that does countless insane, crazy things just in the name of fun, it was perfect to be told by God that this is exactly what you should be doing, living your life to the fullest and enjoying the many activities that we're blessed to have. And one of the main things that God has been working on my life, personally, is to make my relationship with him really mine and really personal. So, although it was my parents that first introduced me to God, I've learned that I need to be the first one to initiate growth in my faith. And the verse reminds me that I need to live my own life to the fullest and not simply live the life that my parents have shown me. And high school for me has been a great time for me to expand my faith and especially to explore the amazing things that God can do in my life to allow me to live it to the fullest. And I consider myself blessed that I have NPC to help me through this insanity of high school, and especially to have God on my side to show me what crazy risks that would be fun and help me to steer clear of the other things that kids do that claim to fill your life but ultimately leave you more and more lost and confused. And I've learned through NPC that it's through Jesus' death on the cross alone that I can be completely filled with life. One of the most rewarding things I've been involved in this year through NPC is leading a small group for freshman girls along with Mrs. Anderson. Although we meet bright and early at 6:30 a.m. each week, we still manage to wake up to continue our study, pray for each other, and even find the brain capacity to joke around. One of the verses we were discussing one morning was new to me, but I now have it tacked up on my bulletin board in my room. 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27 states, "Do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize." As a track runner, this applies to many aspects of my life. It inspires me to work hard for everything that I desire and to work at those things with a purpose, the glory of God. I need to learn how to train so that I can be the best person I can be and not run the risk of living an aimless life. And why should I live aimlessly? The prize I am seeking is much more rewarding than anything I could ever imagine winning or even being given in my lifetime. Just as when I am running track or in any other competition, as a Christian, these verses remind me that when I am struggling or in pain, not only will I grow as a result, but the relief granted at the end of the struggle is enough greater than any pain I have felt that I will forget what the pain even felt like. Overall, the most important thing NPC has given me is that it has brought me to where I am as a Christian today by showing me amazing examples of how to live a Christian life and by giving me opportunities to grow in my faith in big ways. NPC has helped me to see that there is no need to limit my relationship with Jesus because what he can do in my life is infinite. Thank you.